Shape of Cthulhu presents The Call of Cthulhu Scenario, Winter's Bite by Jim Phillips. Let's just go ahead and get started.
Okay.
Get this over with, get y'all killed off.
Or insane.
Get us all killed good, and that way Jim can be happy.
Insane. And
have a productive
and then,
Sunday.
And then killed, yeah.
The old matters.
So we're going to recap where we are, where we were.
Sure. So last session, the group that were up at the mound, were rather hungry, I believe. So headed back to town. Met Franziska on a snowmobile, got some conflicting reports that the doctor was back in town. We think that was just the locals being locals. We spent some time eating, then we spent some time preparing food, searched the doctor's room, came to the conclusion that it had probably been ransacked for artifacts by the gentleman we now believe is called Michael Two Trees. Went to speak to his grandfather, who in classic old Indian style gave us a load of information, and we found out that the mound was the site of an atrocity and came to the conclusion that the doctor was up there starving to death and probably causing all the insanity in town. So we headed straight back. Night passed at some point, that's right, I missed that bit. And so the next day we headed up there and we found the doctor eating himself, and we're all rather disturbed.
That sounds about right.
I have to find my character sheet.
He was still alive eating himself.
Yes, he had a fire going and was gnawing on bits of his body. I think he was missing most of his limbs.
He was missing one hand, one arm up to the elbow, and both legs.
Yeah. Yep,
correct.
And was cauterizing the wounds as he went along.
And I think the fire, by the time we got to him, was embers, right? Like,
that is correct.
He was dead. He dead.
The fire is just hot embers.
Well, I only lost one point of sanity. I felt it was sufficiently disturbing to...
I lost six.
...scream out in horror. You were already insane by the time we got there, so...
Yes.
I don't know if you've actually... Well, no, you're...
No, I haven't seen
you. You wouldn't get the sanity loss, would you? Because you're already
insane.
Insane.
Well, he's tied up snug as a bug in a rug.
Yes.
Out in the town, right?
Trying to bite at your ankles every time you walk past.
I do not know where my character sheet is. Did we have a folder in the?
No, I don't think so.
No, I emailed them to you.
So where did I save this? What's my character called?
Anselm?
Yeah.
I mean, just look at your profile.
Dolph. Maybe if I just open up Acrobat. Sorry, anyway, you should continue while I...
So, well, it's over to you guys. You've come into, you know, this chamber in the mound. You've seen that which you have seen.
What are you going to do?
Start looking around.
Well, yeah, what do we see other than the horrific self-mutilating doctor?
So this the chamber is just a dirt chamber. It's packed earth. It's packed, kind of packed earth floor, packed earth ceiling. It's kind of a, you know, just a dome, kind of a rough dome shape room, I guess, if you want to call it that. The around the doctor, where the doctor is kind of sitting and gnawing on himself, and this little fire. There are a number of bones. You can make a medicine or anthropology roll if someone wants to.
We'll make an anthropology roll then. And that is an 88 out of 70, so no.
There's a lot of them. They're clearly human, but there's a lot.
Yeah. We think those. Well, does it make sense to? Are they old? Are they? They're not fresh. Can I at least tell that?
They are not shiny and white. Yes. Yeah. They are.
So they are the original.
Yeah. The tutelar people.
Yeah. What's he has one arm remaining.
But not a hand on that arm.
That is correct.
Dr. Aviles? I see.
He looks up at you. You can make a psychology roll.
Oh, 87. Great. All the 80s today.
There's a look in his eyes.
Oh, God. Of hunger. Right.
It's you can't quite make out what it is, but he's you know, he continues to eat himself.
I will grab a sandwich from the bag and unwrap it and take it over and sort of hold it out so he can bite on it.
He does. He starts, you know, he leans out and bites the sandwich and then goes and bites it himself and bites.
No, I'm gonna try and stop him from biting it himself. I will restrain him. It can't be that hard to restrain a person with no limbs. I mean,
yeah, make a strength roll.
If I roll another 80, this will be 33. That is a not quite a hard success, but normal success.
Yep, there's no problem. as you pointed out, you know, you are able to. He's very emaciated.
Yeah.
You know, after a few days of this. Although clearly he is, you know, eating and drinking, but it's himself, so, you know. He's not in the best of condition.
Doesn't work that way. You can't eat yourself and gain more body mass.
Exactly.
It stays the same or less.
Exactly. you know,
it's a losing equation.
He is trying to struggle against you. You know, he's, you know, trying to bite at, you know, himself. He's trying to bite at you. He's trying to bite at the sandwich in one hand. You know, he's trying to bite at anything he can get in his mouth, but you're easily able to keep him in check.
Anselm, here's the rope. Tie him up.
Yeah, we need to. We should make some kind of makeshift sled or something.
Can I start chewing at my ropes?
Oh, shit. Crap, Gary.
It's going to take him a while to chew through ropes. I think.
Yeah, that's true.
We'll keep an eye on Mahandas, I think we need to sort of get just maybe some wooden planks or something and just tie them together and something so we can tie them to these and drag them back to town.
Yeah. We definitely need to get Mahandas' help and. Certainly need to get this doctor help.
I will maybe, to the best of my ability, try and restrain the doctor in the same way.
You are get them out of there. Certainly able to do so if you want.
Yeah. Are there any? Has he got any notebooks up here? Any?
Yeah, journals, kind of supply area where he's keeping his stuff in here.
Spot hidden.
Nope.
I'll make that a success.
Oh yeah, we can burn luck. I forgot about that. I mean, I wouldn't have burnt that much luck on this roll, but...
You don't find any.
Oh, great.
Okay. Does it look like he has disturbed the bodies, the remains around here? Anyway, I could tell that.
Make another spot hidden roll.
90.
Success, 48.
Okay. Corey. So, Corey, you're able to tell that it's you're able to tell that you can't tell whether or not he's disturbed the bodies. You know, they are all a jumble. It's certainly, you know, not a jumble in a way that a well-known scientist would jumble things around.
Correct, but maybe an insane scientist who's eating himself.
However, as you're looking around and you're noticing this, you do notice that every so often one of the bones moves.
Anselm, let's go. Anselm, let's go.
Or is moved.
Anselm,
let's
get out of here.
Like it's being bumped by something?
This doesn't feel right. Let's go. Let's go. Let's grab the doctor. Let's go. Drag him out. I'll see you out there.
Do I see this?
If Corey points it out to you, then yes, you do.
I saw the bones move. I saw the bones move.
I'm really tempted to, I want to try and put the bones into some kind of, I want to give them the proper Tutelo burial rites, if I know such a thing.
That's a great idea, Anselm. Let's maybe go get the old grandfather and get him up here to make some sort of rite over the site.
Yeah, we have to get the doctor out of here. You're right.
Yeah, he needs help. So yeah,
I will try and say in Tutelo, we will return to some equivalent of, you know, sanctify this place or something like that.
So again, you know, you're able to corral the doctor pretty easily. You know, mm-hmm. he is trying to take bites out of you, but at this point, he's so weak that and enfeebled that you know you're certainly able to keep control of him. As you're able to lift him up and start carrying him out of this chamber as. You approach the exit from the chamber, so to go back in the tunnel, he starts moaning loudly. Mm. And he starts struggling even more, I'll say fiercely, even though it's still pretty feeble. And he's clearly trying to stay in the chamber.
Okay.
Well, that's not going to happen.
Why? Why does he want to stay?
I don't pretend to try and make any sort of sense out of a crazy person's wants or needs. And so we know he needs medical attention.
Yeah, no, I agree. Let's go.
Okay. As you exit the chamber and are back in the tunnel, he is panicked. The doctor is, very clearly struggling, calling out. He's certainly not making distinct words, but, moaning and thrashing around to the best of his ability. Meanwhile, Mohandas.
Yes.
Would you make me a dex roll, please?
Dex roll, okay.
Too bad there's no bite skill. Nah.
Well, I rolled a 20. So that's a hard success.
So that's pretty dexterous.
Oh, God.
Unfortunately, you've been tied up, of course. As you've been kind of thrashing around and trying to get your face on things to eat, one of the things that found its way into your maw recently has been the ropes. You've somehow managed to twist yourself around and get your hands up and. That you've been able to gnaw on your ropes and have gnawed your way free just as they come out into the tunnel.
No! Anthem! Get him! Sorry, just 2 seconds.
Tackle him!
Yeah, we're doing that. how the bloody hell did you get out of there? And what are these ropes made out of?
natural fibers. Ropes?
Sorry.
Natural fibers.
Sorry, I've gnawed out. Well, I will basically continue gnawing the rope and leap up and basically charge into the chamber.
You charge past them. Mohandas knocks you aside. You turn, you see him enter into the chamber. And the two of you...
Corey. Can I try and trip him as he goes by?
Sure. Give me
I was thinking of trying to rugby tackle him. As he went by, so.
Okay. Why don't you...
30 even? For what am I rolling?
For make an attack roll to trip him. Send him falling.
Oh, well, that's a success.
Okay. Mohandas, you can have a chance to dodge if you want.
I will try dodge, why not? 16!
Wow, that's, you incredible bastard, Mohandas.
That's a normal success. My dodge.
So, as he dodges out of the way, can I now attempt to tackle him?
Yes, you may.
Do I get a bonus die because he's already been attacked?
Yep.
Excellent, because I'm going to need this. And with the bonus... does absolutely nothing as I rolled the same number twice. I completely fail.
Fair enough. Mohandas, you can have a go if you want to.
Okay. Yeah, I will. Let's see. 65.
Okay.
So what were you trying to do?
Yeah, I thought you were trying to run in.
Yeah, I was trying to run in. I thought...
Okay, basically,
I was just dodging. I was just trying to dodge.
Nope, you don't need to roll for that. They
nothing to dodge.
Yeah. Yep, you dodged Corey's trip, and Anselm just completely tried to tackle you and fell on his face in the dirt.
Yep.
So you sneak around them, get into the chamber, just as we find Corey and Anselm needing to make a sand roll.
What?
Really?
14. I'm doing well on the sand rolls, at least. Nothing
sand
else.
Roll. 66. And that is, I believe, that might be a fail. Yep, that's a fail.
Okay, so Anselm, you can lose a D3, San.
God. 2.
And Corey, you can have a D10.
What?
Oh no. Here it comes. 9.
Corey, would you care to make an idea roll?
I will. I don't care to, but... Oh! That's a fail.
Well, that's incredibly convenient then, isn't it?
Heck yeah, it is. That doesn't happen too often.
Where is it? There it is. I don't think this is going to matter. Sorry, let me catch my notes up here. I don't think that's going to matter, but you never know. Okay. Yes. So as you see, from the chamber, in the chamber, you can see that the ground kind of heaves, like it kind of, you know, like a big kind of bubble bubbles up in the middle and then falls back down. And, a number of long, sickly black tentacles shoot out of the chamber into the tunnel.
Oh, and Jim, to be fair, with that 9 plus the stuff that I would have taken like almost immediately before, that would have been more than my 20% in an hour.
Oh, okay.
Of gain.
Well, so
thinking about it, because we took a sand hit right before the end of last session, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so that puts me over.
Okay, fair enough. We'll deal with that in a moment. So, as I said, a number of tentacles shoot out of the chamber into the tunnel. One of them kind of flails up against Mohandas, who's closest. Apparently trying to grab him, but kind of just flopping and slipping off. One lands square on top of Anselm.
Can I dodge?
You are welcome to dodge if you would like. Yes.
Oh, 0-4 is an extreme.
You roll out of the way quite nicely.
I would like to run away and never look back.
On
my turn.
One of them starts to wrap itself around Corey.
Yep, I am running away. I am running out of here. I am leaving everyone behind.
Well, let's give Corey a chance to dodge.
Or not. We just lost someone.
Or not.
He doesn't want to. Just yeah. He lies down and plays dead to let me escape. Very kind of generous of him.
It is. It is. Oh,
he's
wait.
Loony anyway, so.
So the tentacles grab Corey.
Great.
You can
I dodge?
Yes, you may.
It's a big no.
Okay, Corey, you find yourself wrapped up in this long black tentacle, and it doesn't hurt per se, but you feel weak. And in fact, you can lose 7 strength.
Ouch.
Like it's sucking energy out of you.
That's
running, running,
not
I'm
good.
Running away.
Corey.
Yes.
What would you like to do? You find yourself desperately hungry and wanting to eat anything or anyone.
Well, don't I have some wonderful-looking seafood wrapped around me?
You do.
Nom, nom, nom.
You're welcome. You can make an attack roll.
Calamari.
An 08. I chomp it good.
Okay. The skin of this thing is very thick, very tough, very leathery.
It's a good thing my favorite pastime is eating beef jerky.
But you are able to chew on it, so there you go. Anselm, I believe you said you were going to leg it.
I would like to leg it.
Okay. Mohandas.
I was running into it. I'm insane. So I'll take a bite as well.
Oh, wow.
Okay, go ahead. Make an attack roll.
39. I failed to hit.
Okay, fair enough. We'll leave the two of you there for a moment as Anselm, you make it out of the tunnel into the kind of parking area, mm-hmm. Trunching into the snow.
Did we have a vehicle? How did we get here?
You walked.
You walked.
Right. Well, then I will run back to town.
Okay. Make a con roll.
Arms a flailing.
I will spend luck to make that a normal success, spending 12 points of luck.
Okay. You are able to, let's not say run, because the snow is rather deep, mm-hmm. but you are able to trudge quickly, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
You arrive into town after somewhat less than it normally would have took you to walk up there. You are certainly out of breath and sweating and tired, but you arrive back in town. It is not quite quiet and peaceful.
Wonderful.
Make a listen roll.
So everyone is eating each other, I'm sure. Unfortunately, that is a success.
Yes, you can hear some screams coming from different houses, people yelling. You see, in one yard, you can see, a person crouched over, apparently eating something in the snow. You probably mm-hmm. don't want to take a look and see what that is.
No.
There's a couple of people who are, pulling pine needles and cones off of trees and stuffing them in their mouth and eating them, and people who are pulling bark off trees and uprooting flowers.
I was going to say, this is the kind of place where nobody locks their doors, right?
That is correct.
I'm gonna find the nearest car or truck and get in it and do the old search for keys in the sunshield thing and.
You can certainly find a truck, yes. Mm-hmm. Make a hard luck roll.
Hard luck roll is... I need to make 21. 50. No.
Yeah, there's no keys.
Try another?
don't you have mechanical repair?
I believe so. Did I not give you 10%.
Okay.
That was me.
Yep. Yeah, probably a better chance of just finding keys somewhere than.
Yeah. I will move to the next car I see and try that.
Okay. As you do, you are noticed by one of the tree eaters.
Okay.
Who charges towards you?
Oh dear. Why? Just eat yourself. Don't eat me. God.
You could say you are you saying that or
no? No, I'm thinking. When I came down to town, can I see our van?
If you were you could make your way over toward
Are the tires still slashed, or has someone, one of the other, they were supposed to go and try and get it fixed?
They were supposed to, yes.
But they ate each other. Okay. Do I know where the keys are for that?
Who was driving? Mohandas was driving, right?
That is correct.
We took it in turns, didn't we?
Oh, that's true. That's true.
I drove.
We wouldn't have left the keys. We would have left the keys with either Francisca or Cecil, because they're meant to take the car. Mm-hmm. So one of them would have the keys.
Yep. So that's where the keys are. Yes.
I guess I will just run on the road out of town and try and avoid the people trying to eat me. Don't think I'm going to get very far.
Make a dodge roll.
God, not very good at dodging. And with a 96, it doesn't really matter how good I am at dodging.
Yeah, you can't. There are people coming after you. We can play the fight out if you want.
Let's not. I have 25% in rule and 22% in dodge. There's very little point to doing that.
Yeah, one of the locals, kind of, they're kind
of, I have a con of 30.
Yeah. They're large, they're burly, they get involved in bar fights occasionally. Mm. He kind of grabs you and throws you down and starts eating you as you scream in pain, as he is eating you, as you are being eaten alive.
That's not nice.
Meanwhile, back in the mound, Corey and Mohandas wrapped up in these tentacles.
I wasn't wrapped. I'm just trying to attack it.
Eventually, it grabs a hold of you. It drags the two of you back into the mound, and you're both. It's kind of gnawing at these thick, leathery tentacles as the life is slowly sucked out of you, and eventually, there's nothing left of you but emaciated husks.
Well, that was quick.
Awesome.
That was quick.
Wow. So, was there any way to actually come out of this alive? And is there a good ending to this, or is it just you'll die?
Yeah, grimdark.
Now, the best possible ending would be, I think that the best possible ending for some of the characters is if they, if there were multiples of them, if there were, I don't think one character by himself could do it, but a group of characters, probably could eventually get a vehicle working, somehow kind of manage a snowmobile or something like that and get out of town.
Mm. So there was no way to actually stop the curse.
Nope.
Good. I like the lesson you're teaching people, Jim.
Yes. Yeah. Don't even try. As soon as we saw that person drinking petrol, we should have turned around and left. amazing.
Indeed.
So what was in the mound? What was that creature?
Something that doesn't have a name.
Okay.
I'm guessing it's the amalgamation of all the horribly tortured souls of the Tutelo people.
The idea, as far as kind of the, what it does and the kind of general look at it, look about it, is it's something like a Dark Young. Yeah, but the kind of idea is that it's not particularly anything that has a name. It's just something that was, you know, summoned out of the ether by the pain and suffering and terror that they endured in there.
And was it the doctor poking around up there who sort of awoke it and re-triggered it?
Yeah.
So
it was just the fact of opening up that chamber.
Yeah. Why did he go against the sort of indigenous tribe's wishes? That was
if that wasn't his nature, right?
Because the two of them, the grandfather and the young man who you never actually met, they're not the only members of that tribe, right? They're just two poor locals at some level. He had convinced the tribal council, which is not here, it's in elsewhere.
Right.
That he was going up there to study this mound in order to disprove the popular notion of what had happened there, in order to kind of bring the truth to light. And so the tribal council that's kind of removed from the immediacy of the situation, was like, well, yeah, let's do that. That's that's great. We want to do that. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, wait, you want to do what? Okay. Rewrite history in our favor.
Yep.
Does this guy know what he's doing? Let's let him do it and see what happens.
Indeed.
Yep, so that's the idea.
Awesome.
Nice.
I think the you guys kind of... You surprised me a little bit. It didn't occur to me. I don't know why it didn't occur to me, but... where I messed up was early on. I shouldn't have made it so easy for you guys to get up to the mound on the first day. If you had to spend that first day actually in town, then you probably would have discovered some. In theory, at least you would have spent some time actually talking to the locals, and probably would have, because there is more to do in town, as far as meeting some of the locals and kind of finding out what's going on and getting the different stories and trying to track down where the doctor is, because you'll hear, oh yeah, I saw him here, so. And you would have found out that the petrol drinking guy was a local fellow who the doctor had hired to drive him up and down, back and forth to the mound.
That was his truck that we saw the tar tracks from.
Yep, and all the stuff that the doctor had already recovered was in the truck.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so there would have been some stuff there, but that's ultimately it's kind of red herring-ish, right? Because eventually you'll go up to the event. The idea is that eventually you'll go up to the mound after some more in-depth story and investigation. You would eventually make your way to the mound, eventually make your way into the chamber, find the doctor, and then get attacked and die.
That's why he would have been there for days. Yeah, we actually got up there earlier.
Right.
And so he'd been eating on his body not as long as he should have been.
Yep.
Interesting.
Is this a scenario you wrote, or is this
an
existing one?
No, nope. It's a Jim scenario.
Yep.
The Jim Phillips original.
Right.
That is correct. Well,
um,
Yes, it is. I mean, it is, certainly. The genesis of the idea came from a comment that one of the guys, I don't remember who it was, but that one shot of the guy drinking petrol was inspired by a comment that one of the guys on the Good Friends of Jackson Elias podcast made. This was like an episode like a year ago or something, and I don't remember what the subject was, but that was an idea that had come out, was something about hunger, and one of them came up with just that shot, if you will, you know, of the guy drinking petrol straight from the straight from the gas pump, and that just kind of stuck in my mind, and I built the rest of it off around that.
Cool, very nice, cool. Interesting. I wouldn't have thought that to be the seed scene for the scenario. But no. Awesome. Yeah, it was fun.
Was that the map that you got, did you make that?
My wife did.
Right.
Damn.
That's a fantastic map.
Yeah. Each of those numbers, are there actually things there? Are they all fleshed out locations? Oh wow, so we really ignored most of it.
Well, they're all fleshed out in, they're not, some of them are not like, you know, really relevant, you know, but there is, you know, one or two people living there who know, you know, kind of the way that I've structured it. And once I'll start writing it, right, is you kind of, the introduction is just, you know, okay, you know, what's happened at the university, and you're driving there and you see, okay, we're in the dead zone, and then you arrive, and then from there, it's just a big sandbox. And so each location is, you know, on a given day, you know, who is at this location, and then for each of those people, what do they know, right? And then, you know, kind of just a basic timeline, that, you know, at this time on this day, you know, these people will be here, these people will be there, you know, this group of people, you know, this person will have started to go hunger crazy in this way and that way and that kind of thing.
Okay. Do you have plans to publish it? Is it going to be?
I have plans to, yes.
I'll be interested to read it when it is.
What's the name of the scenario that you're calling it? That is, I'm sorry, what was
Winter's
it called?
Winter's Bite.
Nice. Yep. Good. Good name.
It's a good name. It definitely suits the scenario.
That was going to be my next question, because I wasn't completely sold on the name, but I hate naming things. I'm terrible at coming up with titles. So,
well, it's a good title because it makes sense. It doesn't make you think of hunger. Mm. It makes you think of the cold, Winter's Bite. At least to me. So now, at the end of the scenario, it all makes sense. Winter's Bite.
Cool. Yep. So, I mean, it's just, you know, get some people in a confined area that they can't really get away from and have crazy stuff going on and then eventually kill them all. That's the...
Perfect. Or quickly when it's us.
Perfect. So, cool. Sorry, it was so short today, but...
Okay. Separate note, what are you guys planning for your masks characters, if anything?
I was about to say, do you want to have a quick discussion about masks?
Yeah. What have we got so far?
We've got Edwin. Edwin's playing a criminal